Blog Talk Radio.
Why does it only say I have 15 minutes? Whoa, did I mess up the show? Well, this sucks. It's telling me I only have 15. See, this is why you shouldn't do stuff when you drop it. I believe. Now, our show is usually a 2-hour block, but I might have scheduled the show for 15 minutes. And I think I did schedule 15 minutes. Damn it. Well, that sucks. So we may have to reconvene in another. See, this is what happens when you go on vacation. I believe what happened was I went too fast. So usually when I create the show, it gives me the option of letting you know how many. It gives me an option of how long I want the show. I have the show for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45, blah, 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 up to 2 hours. I paid for 2 hours. And I believe I messed up and clicked for 15 minutes. Blur, what's happening, my brother?
So, what's up, man? Had a nice little 2-week vacation, did you, I see? You ain't feel like fucking with us for 2 weeks. Cool.
Yeah, I tried to. Hey, we only got 10 minutes in this show. So, I made a blunder, right? We got 12 minutes and counting. When I created the show tonight, I forgot to click the 2-hour mark. And so this show is going to end at 12, and we're going to come back on the air at 9:30. So we can, man, that sucks. It really sucks. So, this is going to end on us in 11 minutes. But at 9:30...
It happens. Players fuck up, too. Take a 2-week vacation, come back, don't know how to do your job. It happens to the best of us.
And that's exactly what happens. I go away for 2 hours. I forgot to click the 2-hour box. And I log on. I'm like, yo, I got a lot of stuff to talk about. It's been a while. It's been 2 weeks. I ain't never took a 2-week vacation from the show. I tried to do the show 2 weeks ago while we were in South Carolina, and it just didn't seem like it was going to end well. I mean, when you're sitting there drunk with adults, with kids running around, and then especially, like, little kids aren't the problem. Like, when you got little kids and you got your drink going and you're having a good time with your friends, they're not the problem because they can only pay attention and comprehend so much. It's teenagers that's the issue, because teenagers get it. And we had teenagers in the room, and, like, you know, kids like your kids' age. And there's just some things that you can't talk about with kids that age, because they understand, and you don't want them to know how terrible of a person you are. Not yet.
Oh, man, I know exactly what you mean.
So we couldn't do the show, But yeah, we were going, man. South Carolina was nice. South Carolina, we had a good time. My nephews called me again. My son just had one of his friends over. It is fun getting back into this dating game. Like my son's best friend, his mom is back in the dating game, so I had to watch him at night so she can go out on a date. And I just wonder, like it's kind of, like, I mean, and Blair, we've talked about this before because you're in this era. Like, it's got to be weird. Like, it's got to be cool being able to date from the internet because you can meet a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend that you would have never met before. But because you have common friends on Facebook, next thing you know, you get a DM and you're going out to dinner.
But yeah, I mean, I guess it could happen that way. It seems that's still a little tricky, though. It's not like it ain't sunshine and roses, so you don't want to be – that's still creepy, like, to just – you know what I mean? Just come out the blue to somebody you don't know. So, I mean, you don't want to get that introduction either, because sometimes the introduction can come off as whack, too. So it's still a tough landscape to navigate, but you're absolutely right, because on the internet, everybody's just closer. Like, nobody's far to communicate with.
Yeah, it does, but it opens up your extended circle. And I want to get into this once we came back. PG's on the line. PG, welcome to the offering. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hey, just to give you a heads up, this show's going to end in 8 minutes. I know. Play as fuck up. I've been off for 2 weeks. When I was creating the show for the night online, I forgot to click the 2-hour box, so it only gave me 15 minutes. So the show's going to end in 8 minutes, but we'll be back on live at 9:30. So make sure you come back on to 9:30, okay?
I should have kept looking at purses on YouTube.
What purses are you looking at?
All of them.
All of them?
Hey, you can do both, though. You can keep looking.
Yes. What'd you say, Blair?
No, I was looking at the reviews, like where people talk about them and stuff.
Wait, is that a thing? That's like a, I don't say an industry, but that's like a genre of YouTube video, purse review?
It's a very big thing.
Oh, wow.
Hey, your sister wants a fanny pack. And I just saw a lady with a Louis Vuitton fanny pack at the grocery store. Are those things real?
Yeah. They actually call it a bum bag. Let me know if she wants a Louis Vuitton one. I have a couple of really good Louis Vuitton sales associates.
I actually want the new resort collection.
Welcome, DJ C. Siren. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine.
I will give you a heads up, just like I did PG. This show is going to end in 6 minutes. So be careful how much wine you drink, because when I created the show, I fucked up. Instead of clicking the 2-hour mark, I only clicked 15 minutes, but we will be back on live at 9:30.
Oh, okay. Alrighty.
So you doing all right tonight?
Yeah, doing good. Good evening, everybody. Yeah, I was looking at the new resort collection. I really like it. So cute.
Which one is that? Is that the one with that's
we're
like black
going,
and tan?
We're not doing bag talk.
No, just real quick. It's the card theme or casino theme. So everything
oh,
is
oh
like
the
card.
Game On collection. Got it.
Yeah, the Game On. Exactly, yeah. Right. I like it.
We're going to come back on at 9:30, so. I'm trying to figure out why I can only listen.
Nah, you on tighten up. I got to make sure everybody gets introduced, and I got to make sure everybody gets a moment to speak in before I get anybody. My brother, tighten up. What's going on, my brother? How you doing tonight?
What's going on, everybody? Everybody doing?
Good. Hey, just so you know, I heard you repeating it. This show is going to end in 5 minutes, but call.
Been 2 weeks off. I know, you ain't definitely had your best suit on tonight.
I know, it's bad, too. I had a good headline, and the show that I had to name tonight is just, I don't even know what I put. I just had to create it real quick. So just so you know, this show, I heard you repeat it, but just so you know, because I want to make sure all y'all call back. I couldn't make it, like, consecutive. Like, I couldn't end the show in 5 minutes and then just start a brand new one. I had to pick a specific time. And you have
you
to
and
do
Doug Peterson got a lot in common right now.
That's a mean laugh. But, yeah, so make sure y'all call back at 9:30. We got to sign off in 4 minutes and make sure y'all call back at 9:30. So you got 4 minutes. Anybody got anything in 4 minutes?
So in the 4 minute offense, y'all couldn't score a touchdown. Like, I'm just saying, we don't know what quarterback we're gonna run. Still down with Carson Wentz.
Look, I understand you're happy about your Titans. I feel bad that you still won't win a Super Bowl, but enjoy Nashville.
I like Nashville.
I mean, Nashville's cool. They just got an average football.
Yo, you really?
I'm with it.
Okay.
My bestie's husband coaches the Titans, so I'm down for them.
Hey,
they have a great running back, one of Alabama's best products, but they're not good enough to win a Super Bowl. You're not going to Super Bowl with them kids. You ain't got a shot.
Okay.
So enjoy being the Bills. I'm happy for you. And then, you know, once Derrick Henry leaves and y'all do him dirty, you're going to go back to being, you know, no one cares about Tennessee. I enjoy Tennessee. Great whiskey. But that's all it's good for. In country music, if you're into that sort of thing.
No.
But I'm happy for
you. You know what?
Hey, bro,
you got that, bro.
I'm happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy for it. I'm glad that you can enjoy football again.
Because
you don't sound like you're happy for him. I ain't gonna front. You don't sound like you're happy for him. That don't sound like a voice of somebody who's actually genuinely happy for another person's good fortune.
Thank you. See, somebody feeling my pain, and that's my little bro. Like, that's how you treat his big bro. Like, and you're supposed to be happy for him.
Look, I was until you came on attacking my Eagles. It's been a rough year. It's been emotionally taxing. You didn't come on attacking me. I would have given y'all nothing.
I wasn't attacking. I was comparing the way that your delivery was, and you sounded like Doug Peterson at the press conference when he was explaining about why and how come and the reason of, you know, why would you take Jalen Hurts back up quarterback? So did you know that Carson Wentz was really a bum and, you know, you just didn't want to admit that? Or was you just doing that to, you know, be safe? Like, and the way that explaining how, you know, players mess up, you know, you made the show, you wasn't paying attention. It kind of sounds like Doug Peterson. He wasn't
That's not Doug's call. That's how we
Oh, well, right. Every Sunday it looked like it's Doug's fault because he's the one out there giving them the plays at the beginning of the week saying we can run this Sunday and we go win.
Well, I mean, how many GMs come and talk on Sundays after games? Like, you don't get that a lot. You know what I mean? But when they drafted Jalen Hurts, like, Doug was adamant about, like, that's Howie's pick. Like, we realized when it happened that this was going to end bad. But, hey, we got 60 seconds left. So just so y'all know, the show's going to end. There's nothing I can do about it. So we're going to end the show right now. We can continue this discussion, but we got a lot to catch up on. We got a lot to catch up on. It's been 2 weeks. I got to talk to y'all about the trip. We got to see what Blur's been up to, what PG's been up to, what DJ C. Simon, and what Titan Up's been up to. So, hey, we're out of here right now. Set your alarms. Don't fall asleep. DJ C. Simon's already drinking wine, so she might not be with us in 15 minutes. So call back. Everybody Gucci with that? Everybody good?
Good.
Yep.
All right. I'll see y'all in 15 minutes.